Things are heating up between Jesus and the religious leaders. Today we'll hear part 4 of Matthew's story. In it, Jesus makes his way to Jerusalem, but the religious leaders, who feel threatened by his popularity, are setting a trap. Will they catch Jesus off guard? Or does Jesus know exactly what he's getting into? Listen to find out.
When Jesus finished saying these things, he left Galilee. He went into the area of Judea on the other side of the Jordan River. Large crowds followed him. He healed them there. Some people brought little children to Jesus. They wanted him to place his hands on the children and pray for them. But the disciples told the people to stop. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Don't keep them away. The kingdom of heaven belongs to people like them." Jesus placed his hands on them. Then he went on from there. A man came up to Jesus. He asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to receive eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter the kingdom, obey the commandments." "Which ones?" the man asked. Jesus said, "Do not commit murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false witness. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as you love yourself." "I have obeyed all those commandments," the young man said. "What else do I need to do?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell everything you have. Give the money to those who are poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad. He was very rich. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "What I am about to tell you is true. It is hard for rich people to enter the kingdom of heaven." When the disciples heard this, they were really amazed. They asked, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With people, that is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. On the way, he took the 12 disciples to one side to talk to them. "We are going up to Jerusalem," he said. "The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will sentence him to death. Then they will turn him over to people who are not Jews. The people will make fun of him and whip him. They will nail him to a cross. On the third day, he will rise from the dead." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. The people asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus. He is the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple area. He began chasing out all those who were buying and selling there. He turned over the tables of the people who were exchanging money. He also turned over the benches of those who were selling doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den for robbers." The blind and the disabled came to Jesus at the temple. There he healed them. The chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did. But when they saw all of this, they became angry. They made plans to trap Jesus with his own words. "Teacher," they said, "we know you are a man of honor. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus knew their evil plans. He said, "You pretenders, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax." They brought him a silver coin. He asked them, "Whose picture is this, and whose words?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." When they heard this, they were amazed. One of them was an authority on the law, so he tested Jesus with a question. "Teacher," he asked, "which is the most important commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Love him with all your mind. This is the first and most important commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself." Everything that is written in the law and the prophets is based on these two commandments. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, he said, so you must obey them. Do everything they tell you, but don't do what they do. They don't practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves aren't willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for others to see. They love to sit down in the place of honour at dinners. They also love to have the most important seats in the synagogues. How terrible it will be for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you pretenders! You shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You yourselves do not enter, and you will not let those enter who are trying to. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you pretenders! You give God a tenth of your spices, like mint, dill, and cumin, but you have not practiced the more important things of the law, like fairness, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the last things, without failing to do the first. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you pretenders! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but on the inside you are full of greed. You only want to satisfy yourselves. You nest of poisonous snakes! How will you escape from being sentenced to hell? So I am sending you prophets, people who are wise, and teachers. You will kill some of them. You will nail some to a cross. Others you will whip in your synagogues. You will chase them from town to town. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and throw stones in order to kill those who are sent to you. Many times I have wanted to gather your people together. I have wanted to be like a hen who gathers her chicks under her wings. But you would not let me. Look, your house is left empty. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus left the temple. The disciples came to him in private. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming? What will be the sign of the end? Jesus answered, Keep watch. Be careful that no one fools you. Many will come in my name. They will claim, I am the Christ. They will fool many people. You will hear about wars. You will also hear people talking about future wars. Don't be alarmed. Those things must happen. But the end still isn't here. Nation will fight against nation. Kingdom will fight against kingdom. People will go hungry. There will be earthquakes in many places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then people will hand you over to be treated badly and killed. All nations will hate you because of me. Because evil will grow, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. This good news of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world. Then the end will come. No one knows about that day or hour. Not even the angels in heaven know. The Son does not know, only the Father knows. So keep watch. You do not know on what day your Lord will come. The Son of Man will come in all his glory. All the nations will be gathered in front of him. He will separate the people into two groups. He will be like a shepherd who separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep to his right and the goats to his left. Then the king will speak to those on his right. He will say, You are blessed by my Father. Come and take what is yours. It is the kingdom prepared for you since the world was created. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you gave them to me. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the people who have done what is right will answer him. Lord, they will ask, when did we see you hungry and feed you? When did we see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in? When did we see you needing clothes and give them to you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, What I'm about to tell you is true. Anything you did for one of the least important of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, You are cursed. Go away from me into the fire that burns forever. It has been prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, but you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, but you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, but you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, but you did not give me any. I was sick and in prison, but you did not take care of me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty and not help you? When did we see you as a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and not help you? He will reply, What I'm about to tell you is true. Anything you didn't do for one of the least important of these, you didn't do for me. Then they will go away to be punished forever. But those who have done what is right will receive eternal life.